DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jill.
Wubble-wubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm going to do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey, welcome into Not Another Podcast. I am James.
And I am Bryce, and we're kicking it old school.
Dude, I am so psyched for this.
I know, I am too. We haven't done a one-on-one show in, fuck, it's been a couple years at least.
Yeah, yeah. Since 2010? No. 2012.
Yeah.
2012 was when the last time it was just the two of us.
Well, we did a few where Jim couldn't make it back in the day. Yeah. So I would say it's probably been 2016-ish.
Yeah, back when we were in the Wolf Den.
Yeah.
I miss that studio. I really do. You had a great setup, buddy.
You mean my son's room?
Yeah. Before there was a son, there was a studio, and it was awesome.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was a nice, pretty quiet area.
Yeah. And you know what else I miss? A lot of people may know this or may not know this. Bryson and I used to talk like every day.
Yeah.
We would wake up in the morning, usually play a video game together. And we weren't living together. It's just the technology allows us to play video games together. And for people like Danny who don't understand technology.
Luddite.
Yeah. And since you had your kid and, you know, are a grown-up now.
And schedule's changing.
Yeah. Just I always say life happens. And life happened to us. And we just don't get the time to hang out and BS anymore. And I gotta tell you, dude, I miss it.
I do too. I remember we used to play the fuck out of Destiny.
Yeah, that was our game.
Call of Duty when you guys had moved
to Montana. It was Call of Duty. Yeah. And then we came back and Destiny, and then Ark.
We both got off of Destiny for a little while and we switched to Ark for I think it was probably about 3 or 4 months.
Four months solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my schedule changed.
Yep. Then I had my son, and just my game time has dropped drastically.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, dude. Mine has too.
Yeah.
Like I am so busy with all kinds of other projects, I do not get the amount of game time that I used to have.
I know.
And
Go ahead.
When I came home today, I went and I did my workout. I was like, okay, I've got a few hours to kill. And then I was like, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to play Red Dead Redemption 2. And I sat down and went, oh, shit, I have to produce those two spots. So I produced those up really quick. And then I got like 2 hours of raw game time. It was so amazing.
I know. I'm lucky if I get a couple hours every couple days. But I used to – you know me. I used to raid a ton in Destiny. I used to do all the raids all the time.
Oh, dude, you were able to find groups like nobody's business.
I know.
It took me forever to find groups.
It's gotten really hard because there's kind of an elitist
class. There was back when Destiny first
started. Oh, yeah, it started in the original.
Yeah, you got you were really on top of it, so you were getting into groups, and got a reputation as being a good raider. I got in late on it, so it was so much harder for me to get groups. And then when I did get groups, inevitably, we'd never finish the raid because someone else in the group would quit.
Yeah.
And I was always – and I'm not as good a gamer as you. I mean, I pick up on concepts and I'm able to do stuff, you know, over time, but – a lot of times we get into groups and it was just like, oh, we're going to do it now. And if anyone screwed up, people would leave.
Yep. Yeah, there's people that have no patience, and I've found that it's hard to find a group that, if you haven't done the raid like 10 times, they won't let you in.
But you can't do the raid unless you get a group.
Exactly. So I got lucky a couple weeks ago, and one of the raids that I really wanted to do, I was able to find a group that was patient, and they were very astounded at how well I did, because I didn't fuck us up at all, which was really good.
Well,
but
you were...
I got to do that one a fucking shit ton more, because there's one gun I want to get out of it that only drops, like...
Once every thousand times.
1 to 5%. There's people that have done it, like, 35 times that still haven't got it.
Yeah.
So, it's all about that random chance.
You know, I really am glad that we have this time, because I haven't... Again, we haven't had the chance to talk. Are there any games, like, on your radar right now that are coming that I should be aware of?
I'm interested in Anthem, which is coming out by BioWare.
That's the game we were just, the wife and I were just looking at a place, and I saw the poster for that, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's the game that Bryce showed me, like, video of that looked really awesome. It was like if Destiny and Halo had a baby.
Yeah, it's
and mixed it with Titanfall.
Yeah, it's a little bit of all three. It's a little more co-op. It's less, like, player versus player type thing.
Yeah.
It looks really open. I'm hopeful, but I'm not optimistic that it's going to do amazing. Because I know Titanfall didn't do quite as well as they were hoping.
But did good enough to get a 2, and I played both 1 and 2, and 2 was really good. 1 was a lot of fun, but 2, I think 2 they really fixed... They added a lot more, and Titanfall was primarily a PvP game.
Yeah.
The second one, they added a campaign, but I never played the campaign, so I don't know if the campaign was worthwhile or not.
I heard it was kind of lackluster. I heard it was pretty short.
Yeah.
It was kind of a tack-on thing.
But see, I liked Titanfall because they knew exactly what they were, and that was a PvP game. We're gonna give you these maps, you're gonna be a soldier, and when you get enough points, you can get a mech and really fuck shit up. And that's really what it was about. I mean, you get enough kills, and you get that mech, and it was a blast.
Yeah.
The mechs were not super fantastic, and the weapons in the mechs were okay. I think if they had done a Titanfall 3, or if they do a Titanfall 3, if they spend more time on the mechs and allowing more people to have mechs, so you can have a full-out mech battle.
Yeah. That'd be kind of interesting.
But not only that, give the players who don't have mechs the ability, an easier time to get on the mechs to mess them up.
Yeah.
To sabotage them. And more fun ways to do it, like take out the joints of the legs or something cool like that, you know? You could, on the original Titanfall, you could jump onto a mech and sabotage it, but it was really hard to do.
Yeah. I would like to see something along those lines. Like, it sounds like make it a little bit easier to sabotage. Not too much, because you don't want it to be super easy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make it a little more possible for the average gamer.
Well, and also make it to where, like, when you do damage the mech, like, if you sabotage a mech, the mech can still work, but at a decreased rate. So, like, if you take out a mech's joint, it can still fire, but maybe it's, like, prone.
Immobilized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe get someone on the team who's got, like, the repair mech, and it comes over, and while you're, you know, covering, he's repairing you.
Yeah.
See, again, you and I are in the wrong industries.
I know. If only we actually had programming abilities.
Yeah.
We could come up with this kind of shit.
We've had some really cool game ideas.
Game ideas.
You know what game that I got for Christmas and I'm actually loving? It's still got every single flaw that we always hated. But Call of Duty World War II is pretty goddamn fun.
I heard it was a really good one.
I've been playing it off and on since Christmas. And when I got it installed, I played it for like 3 days straight. And apparently when I came on, they were having this event. There was like a single map that if you played on, they were just handing you XP.
Like, oh, nice.
Like you barely had to do anything.
XP or something.
Dude, in 2 days, I shot up like 25 levels.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing on this map.
I remember some of those days back with, like, Modern Warfare and...
yeah.
Some of the Black Ops.
I always loved the double XP weekends, but this thing went on for like 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
I was like, did they forget that this is over? But yeah, it really is a lot of fun. Again, it suffers from all the same things that every Call of Duty from the beginning of time has suffered with. And it's the matchmaking sucks. Yeah.
That's how all PvP games are. Matchmaking sucks. There's always a lag issue. I mean, there's always the base issues that they just can't get around.
It's always far too easy for, you know, the really good players to cheat.
Yeah.
I say really good in quotes because a lot of these guys just have lag switches or, like, super immense connections to where, you know, if you have, like, a top connection, they've somehow boosted theirs to get, like, twice your connection.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, like I said, it suffers from all the same problems that every Call of Duty, that every PvP. I honestly believe that any company, and I know they can do it because they keep record of the kill-death ratio. You can see your KD stats.
Yeah.
If they based matchmaking solely on KD, PvP would be so much more fun and challenging.
Yep, and with Destiny. So with the original Destiny, they started out a little bit. It was a good base game, and they built off of it, and they fixed issues, and they created issues, and they had to fix those. They, when Destiny 2 came out, and I know you played a little while when Destiny 2 came out, they kind of scrapped all of the stuff that made the original Destiny good.
Yeah.
To kind of start over.
And they didn't do it well.
No, they're still struggling to get back to where the original Destiny was. So there's a lot of players. They've lost a lot of players. And it's a shame because it's an amazing game. It was the PvP, while I hated it in the original Destiny, it was way more balanced than Destiny 2 is. And a big part of it is groups. So it's usually 6v6. And you'll get a team that has 4 or 6 players that are playing together. Don't match them with 6 other random players.
Yeah.
Force them to wait longer to find a group that's either 4 players or another 6 group, or even like 4 in a group and then 2 that are in another group. They don't match those fairly.
Yeah.
And those games are so frustrating to play.
Yeah, because these are guys that are working together and, you know, they've been playing together for a long time. They've all got the super boost. One of the things I didn't like about the Destiny 2's PvP is they dropped the amount of players that they allowed
they
in the PvP.
They fixed that. They switched it back from 4v4. Yeah, it's back to 6v6.
Yeah, because I always liked – it's why I like Battlefront, and I know Battlefront's got a lot of issues – and EA is still trying to dig themselves out of that hole. And they will be for a while, but Battlefront 2 has really listened to all the pushback that they got. They took away all the pay-to-play shit. They really balanced the level up. Yeah, you know, all the stuff that people were complaining about, they've really addressed. But the thing that I like with Battlefront is the amount of players in a PvP. Because it feels like a real goddamn war. When you've got 20 versus 20.
I think, so on that note, I think that's why games like Fortnite have done so well. Because it's such a big battlefield.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think if you're going to make a game that concentrates on the PvP aspect, go the route of Fortnite, go the route of Titanfall. and focus on that. But honestly, if you make the matchmaking solely based on KD ratios, more people are going to play and more people are going to have fun because, A, you're going to have way less cheating because that KD ratio is what it's based on. So if you're cheating and you're getting a ton of kills, you're suddenly going to be thrust up into a match where
with
everyone...
With other cheaters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then people like me who are casual players and just like playing against other people, I'm going to be matched in the perfect range for my skill level.
Yeah. Some you'll still have some of those games where you do phenomenally.
Yeah, and then it's going to bump you
up. You do poorly because everybody plays differently every day.
Yeah, and it's going to – you're going to average because if you get like 10 matches where you're like the top player, bam, you're bumped up to the next level.
Yeah.
And you may not do as well, so it drops you back. You know, so you find that nice balance where it's fun and you're doing well, and then you get a challenge because you're doing so well. They're going to bump you up, and suddenly you're challenged. You're going to find that right area to gain skills and be a better player. And these companies aren't going to lose so much money because people will want to play their games more.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
You're going to have to build bigger server farms for, you know.
Yeah, to take care – to deal with the amount of people. So, like, Bungie, the – company that produce or that the developer for Bungie, they just split with Activision a few days ago. They announced that they're going to be buying all the rights to produce Destiny. There's potentially pros and cons to it. They won't have the financial backing that Activision was able to bring to begin with, but they'll have more independence on when expansions come out, how big expansions are, what the storyline is. Because the first Destiny and the second Destiny both had this problem where they had a game ready to go and at the last minute basically scrapped it and had to start over. And I think that's a big reason why the beginnings of both of these have been so rough was because they had to start completely over.
Well, let's just take a look at the first Destiny had a pretty decent campaign. I mean, it took a while before you started going back and having to redo missions and start grinding. But Destiny 2, I was in and out in like just a couple of days. The campaign took no time at all.
The storyline was pretty short.
And my biggest problem with Destiny was always grinding.
Yeah.
It gets boring playing the same thing over and over and over again.
And a part of it is the content that's available when it comes out. So obviously, like, take World of Warcraft, for example.
Yeah.
You have a big base game, which is great, and they've expanded on that, which is what I thought they originally were going to do with Destiny. They were going to have the base game. You were going to buy expansions to increase off of that initial game.
And I think that's what they started to do with Destiny 1, but it reached a point where it was like, no, we got to do a whole new storyline. But I don't know why they couldn't just add that storyline and the,
off
you
of.
Know, yeah. I mean, because the graphics were similar. I mean, graphically speaking, they didn't add anything to Destiny 2.
They increased the graphics a bit, but the... One of the things that people are thinking is that Destiny 3 is going to be that they're going to have the base game and they're going to do kind of the World of Warcraft style expansions off of that, which I think is a great idea because that gives you the original content. You can still access all of that plus new stuff that they can bring in to keep the game expanding, to keep the story going.
And there's less grinding because you're constantly getting new stuff. And especially if those expansions are pretty hefty, you know, to keep you going for a while they're working on new stuff.
Yep.
I'm all aboard. And one of the things that I know really bugged us was, and they did it on, I'm pretty sure they did it on the first Destiny where they wiped out most of the weapons.
Yeah, they did. I think it was when Taken King came out.
Yeah, yeah. They gave you like year two weapons, yeah. But all the really good stuff from year one, they just got rid of.
Yeah, yeah. They made it obsolete, and they kind of did that with Destiny 2, but they've done it in a way where that stuff may not be quite as good, but you could still use it if you want to.
Yeah.
So it's not completely useless. It's just not always the best option.
Yeah, I know you have the ability to break down certain things and add it to your new stuff. I really need to play Destiny 2. It's been a while since I played it. But the last time I popped it in, it was just to kind of kill time. And it was like I got really bored really quick because it was like, oh, I remember why I stopped playing. I'm just grinding.
Well, there's I think three expansions that have come out, I think, since you've played it. Because I don't think you got on when Curse of Osiris came out or Warmind. And then I don't think you've got it since Forsaken.
No, I definitely haven't done Forsaken. And
yeah.
I kind of want to get like the ultimate pack that's got all those in.
Yeah. I've loved Forsaken.
I haven't had the money.
Storyline. I like where they've kind of gone with it. It's much darker, which is what they originally wanted.
You know what really irritated me about Destiny 2 is how ugly all the ships were.
Yeah, there's some ugly ships in Destiny 2, but there's also some really good-looking ones.
And it bugged me, too, that we still couldn't do anything with the ships. I was kind of hoping for, like, some space battles or something like that.
Yeah, maybe with Destiny 3 they'll be able to add some of that stuff in.
I think that would be awesome if they did. And there's some games out there that I haven't played but I'm really interested in that kind of have that. And I think if they combined them with like a Destiny-type game, they would make a mint. Have you heard of Star Citizen?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a game that I've been kind of following. It's pretty much primarily for PC. There's been talk that it could go to console, but I haven't seen anything about it. But it's this whole – it's essentially World of Warcraft in space.
Yeah.
And there are just some amazing things happening with that. There's all kinds of different ships you can get depending on what you want to do. And it's – I mean, it looks like a very rich world. I haven't played it myself, but it looks awesome. And if they combine that with the Destiny stuff,
mm-hmm.
Dude, this is the Star Wars game that Star Wars people
want.
Yeah. I mean, this is like being able to go world to world and get out of your ship and actually just be a person
Explore.
On that world and then
yeah.
jump back in your ship and go to another world. I mean, that's Fight essentially
some Sith.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know there was talks really cool. of games like that a couple years ago, but we haven't seen any of them.
Once Disney bought Lucas, it's
They kiboshed everything.
Yeah, they shut down all the games.
Do you remember? Was it 1313?
I think so.
That game that everyone was excited for. You were going to be able to play as a bounty hunter and play like the lowest depths of Coruscant.
Yeah, Star Wars 1313.
Yeah, I mean, that game sounded so awesome.
I know. It looked really good, too.
Yeah.
And that was back in, like, 2013. They were kind of working on it.
Yeah, I think they had put out the trailer for that right around then.
Yeah.
But, so, Star Citizen, I think if someone developed a game like that, mm-hmm. put it together with all the cool stuff that we love about Destiny and Titanfall and games like that, you could have a really great game. And again, put it up for console. And then, you know, if they added some of the building and, you know, skill sets like on Ark and things like that and No Man's Sky,
mm-hmm.
that allows you to – your character to level up and it allows you to interact with better gear.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would buy that game.
Yeah.
I would quit my job and play that game all the time.
They can't say that there's really a storage issue with games now because you can – pretty much every console, you can plug in an external hard drive.
Yeah, I just got an 8-terabyte one for my Xbox.
Yeah, computers have a lot of expansion options for hard drives. I mean, it's not that the technology is too far out of reach to be able to do this kind of thing.
I think, honestly, I think companies these days are thinking too small.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, it's about getting some sort of product out there. Well, let's just – Rockstar's got it right.
Yeah.
Rockstar just put out Red Dead Redemption 2, which is a fantastic game. They just launched the online beta. It's not even the full online yet. It's just the beta. I haven't played much of it because I'm focused very much on the main game.
Mm-hmm.
How long between Red Dead and Red Dead 2 was it? It was like almost 10 years?
Yeah,
5 years?
I think that was about right.
Something like that. Really long time, but it was so worth the wait. This game is hands down one of the best games I've ever played. There's some stuff I could do without, like having to feed myself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's stupid little stuff, but honestly, if they got rid of it, I'll be honest with you, it would take away some of the coolness of the game.
So Red Dead came out in 2010.
So 8 years.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to come out like 2017, but they pushed it way back because they weren't ready to put it out. They weren't going to put it out until, you know, it was
until
really
it was ready. And that's one of the things that people are hopeful for with Bungie buying the rights to Destiny is they can take the time that Rockstar does with their games and create this immense immersive game that may take a while.
And then on top of it, let's just take a step back and look at Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
That game has been out for a couple years, and they're still adding stuff constantly. And it's always free. The downloads are always free. When you go on, it updates. And there's a lot of grinding with GTA. And if you don't get into a group to do a heist, you're not making a lot of money. But the world itself is still so much fun.
Yep.
I just went on like 2 weeks ago. They had a new thing. It showed up in my Facebook feed called War Arena, and it looked like a lot of fun. So I went on, tried it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I got bored really quick, but it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
They just introduced, and I need to go on and try and get one or two of these. They just introduced these really powerful laser guns.
I was just looking at, or I just saw that the other day.
I was like, I need to get me one of those. I just got a gun called the Up and Atomizer. It's this pistol, and you shoot it, and it shoots things up into the air. And I just went on, and I just started messing with Pete. I was in a solo thing, so other people couldn't mess with me.
Yeah.
And I just started shooting this gun, and it was flipping cars. And the cops came, and I just started flipping their cars onto... Dude, I had so much – I got killed a bunch because, you know, when you get to certain wanted levels, the cops just go nuts. But I was having so much fun with this gun, and it takes no ammo. It's just a recharge thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And then like 2 days later, oh, no, we have these guns. I was like, oh. But, yeah, I mean those are companies that are doing it right. Red Dead 2 is going to be out for like 8 or 9 years before we see Red Dead 3. And no one's going to worry about when Red Dead 3 comes out because Rockstar's just going to continually add stuff to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think more game companies need to look at the Rockstar model.
Yeah.
As far as their games go. And I think if Destiny did something like that, and again, if they went the World of Warcraft route like you were saying and they gave you the base pack... That was a really good, strong game that would keep you occupied for more than just a couple of days, like a couple of months maybe. Red Dead is a 60-plus hour game.
Yeah.
I've been playing it fairly solid for 3.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even 50% through the game.
Yeah.
I keep getting sidetracked.
There's always so much to do. Like same with Skyrim and Oblivion.
Exactly.
There was so much to do with side quests and Fallout. There's so many side quests to do that you easily lose track of where you are in the story. And it's fun.
Yeah. It's so much fun. It's why I like playing Elder Scrolls Online.
Mm-hmm.
They keep adding. They did the World of Warcraft thing, so you get the main online game. They've released two expansions. Three, I think.
Morrowind,
Somerset, and I think there's another one. I don't know it off the top of my head, but dude, that game is awesome. Everything you love about the Elder Scrolls games online with hundreds of people that you can interact with, fight. Oh, dude, it's so much fun. I don't play it very often because it sucks up my whole life when I do.
Yeah, that's how EverQuest was.
But you get a group of people on there and you go do quests together. Dude, it is amazing.
Okay, so there's highly Morrowind, Somerset. So it looks like there's been two expansions, and then there's been a bunch of additional content that they've put up.
Yeah. And again, that's the way to go, because it's like you get the base game, which is pretty strong on its own, mm-hmm. and then you know every time you want to add content or a big expansion, like the expansions you have to buy, you can buy the disc or digital, but the additional content you can just get off the Xbox store.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Destiny did something like that, dude.
Yeah, it'd be phenomenal.
I would quit my job and play Destiny. Because, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Destiny at its core, it's a really good game.
Yeah.
But there's so much lacking as far as, you know, stuff. And then if Bungie is no longer, you know, honor bound to Activision and they don't have to wipe out everything they've done or – because you know Activision was behind that. No, take all the old guns. Give them new stuff.
Yeah. There's been a lot of forced grind.
Yeah.
That I know a lot of people haven't liked. And you also have a hard time with the game. You try and make it for the hardcore players that can play 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
But you also have to try and make it for
the casual
people
player.
Like me that can play a couple hours every other day.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to strike a balance. And I know there's a lot of streamers that I've watched that they have complaints about them making it a little more casual friendly or catering too much to the streamers or the content creators.
Yeah, and it's just it's one of those things that always –
you can't make everybody happy.
And they never will, but the thing is you can find a balance.
Yeah, you can find some middle ground.
You know, it's – know your audience. Know your consumer. Who are you trying to market this to?
Yeah.
And how do you find, okay, we want this to cater for our hardcore streaming players that play 24/7, but we also want to get the guys that, you know, like gaming, but they don't have a lot of time to spend on it. You know, your average casual player. And make it interesting so where when they do have time to play a game, that's the game they go to.
Yep. Like for me, that's the game I go to when I have time to play. I love it. I love that game. And it's just difficult sometimes. And there's hope that because of the Activision split, there won't be PlayStation exclusives anymore.
Yeah.
Because PlayStation gets shit for a year that other consoles and PC don't get. There's also the talk of possibly adding cross-save or cross-play ability because they aren't tied to PlayStation anymore. And I would love to be able to just log onto my PC and hop in and do a raid with someone else on there because it's easier to find groups there.
Yeah. You know, I kind of wish that there was cross-console play.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, because you got games like Destiny that are on, you know, both consoles.
Oh, yeah. And Sony's usually the problem with a lot of those because they do not like cross-play. They only want players on their consoles. And they can't really say that there's a huge benefit for being on a PlayStation, a PS4 versus an Xbox.
No, at this state in the game, there's no bonus one way or the other.
Yeah. The only thing I could see would be PC. because PC has keyboard and mouse.
Well, and PC
and mouse, you can do like fucking 360 shots really easy with keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, PC gaming needs to stay PC gaming until the consoles can live up to what PCs are doing,
or allow consoles to do keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. So PlayStation, Xbox players, we should be able to play together.
We should all be friends. We just need to get along.
Exactly.
PC is not necessarily master race, like everybody says.
No. And I know a lot of guys who prefer the PlayStation over the Xbox. That's fine. Whatever your console of choice is, go for that. But why should I not be able to play with my friends because they prefer PlayStation, I prefer Xbox? But we all have the same game. We all love the same game. Freaking Dan.
You picked wrong.
I do get where he's coming from, though. And again, that just adds to my argument. I feel like at this state in the game, there's no reason we can't cross-play.
Can't get along.
It's pathetic, man.
Their game consoles are building that wall.
Because the president can't. Yeah. Too soon?
No, not. Never too soon.
Speaking of the Cheeto-in-Chief, did you see that the FBI is now...
is investigating him as a Russian asset?
They've been investigating that since 2017, man.
Yes. I actually read something a couple years ago that it was a really long opinion article, but it was kind of a what if he's been a Russian asset long before he ran for president.
Dude, we've been asking that since he got elected and this whole Russia thing started coming up. We've been saying from the beginning, asking this base, dude, the question I've always asked is, I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm simply asking
what is true.
What if his base is so behind him, and then it comes out that he is, in fact, a treasonous bastard.
Exactly.
That means the guy that you held up...
nothing will probably happen.
Well, and see, that's the thing. If they come and find out... If they find out that he has been treasonous, if he's committed treason, there's no impeachment, man. They pull him out of office.
Oh, they still have to impeach him.
Yeah, but if it's proven, dude... The Democrats are already talking impeachment anyway. And I got to give it to them, too. They're being really smart about it. They're not just going to go in and go, oh, yep, we're impeaching.
No.
They're actually going to subpoena shit.
That the Republicans should have done.
Yeah. And I saw this pointed out to me today, and I love this. The last time we had a government shutdown, it lasted – I forget how long it lasted, but it was over – It wasn't as long as this, but it was over $3.4 billion for healthcare that the Republicans would not allow.
Yeah.
So my question is, and this was the thing I saw, how is it we couldn't afford that $3.4 billion for healthcare, but you want $5 billion for a wall?
That is probably going to cost closer to $50 billion to build.
So, the math doesn't check out. So,
let's see.
Instead of the wall money, why don't you put that towards education and healthcare?
Yeah.
I mean, I know why you don't put it towards education.
Yeah, you lose your base.
Stupid people are easier to control.
So, 2013, there was a 16-day shutdown for, let's see, and it cost the government $2.1 billion.
It's just it's mind-boggling to me how forgetful we are, not just government-wise,
it's selective memory.
Generally. No, what it is it's really good spin.
Yeah.
It is exceptional spin. It's like, oh, don't look over there, look over here.
Yeah.
And
most
of the country, unfortunately, red or blue, whatever you support, we are so bad at following the shiny object and not focusing on what we need to focus on.
Yeah.
And so much gets spun and we don't take the time to go, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, and people don't realize what this is going to affect. So there's a lot of people that are like, well, I don't go to a national park, so that doesn't matter to me. Guess what? The IRS can't issue refunds.
Yeah, that's getting a lot of people. And now the big thing is like the TSA right now. Yeah. The TSA, which is one of our number one security departments.
Yeah.
Those people aren't getting paid.
Yep. They've had a large percent of call-ins because the people are working other jobs to try and pay their bills.
So without those people there, the events of 2001 could happen again.
You want to hear something very
and it
ironic?
All lands at the feet of the guy in the White House.
Yep. I read this article today. There was a guy who boarded a flight from Atlanta to, I believe it was Japan, and carried on a firearm. Made it through security and onto the plane.
Did you hear about the guy in Eugene? Tried to board a plane with a gun in a shoulder holster, and they found like a bunch of ammo in his luggage.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was taken down.
About that.
We live in a world that right now is, to me, it's the most dangerous it's ever been.
Yeah.
And especially in this country. And
but
you and I.
It's locally that it's unsafe. It's not people trying to immigrate to the United States. It's our own American citizens.
Yeah, we have a serious problem with violence in this country, and it's gotten worse in the last 4 years. Even when Obama was still president, the violence was on an uptick, and it I don't know what the catalyst for it was, but I do know what the potential solution is. And we've rallied about this before on the show, and we're both supporters of the Second Amendment. We're both, you know, we both like guns, but we also both realize that there is a serious problem with gun control.
Yeah, and there has also been in the last since 2016 a very noticeable increase of hate crimes.
Yep.
That very directly relates to the guy in office.
Dude, his rhetoric, man. His rhetoric gets people fired up.
They're not afraid to be Nazis anymore.
Yeah,
it's not a shameful thing that you keep quiet.
President says it's okay to be a shitbag, so I'm going to be a shitbag. I'm going to be the biggest shitbag I can be.
Exactly.
And it's like, no, dude, no. And I'm not a fan of political correctness. I think you should say what you mean what you say.
Yeah.
I don't think, and if someone gets offended, that's their problem. You know? I'm not
If you're doing it on purpose to be offensive, then that's a pretty shitty thing to be doing.
Dude, I'm not here to, you know, sugarcoat everything for you. I'm here to tell you the truth. Whether you like it or not, there's no reason to sugarcoat it. There's no reason that we're all winners. There has to be a loser. Because if you win all the time, you don't learn. You don't become better.
You don't strive to be better.
Exactly. And we've lost that in this country. In the last 20 years, we've completely lost our drive. And I think that's why millennials are so burnt out and they're just so tired. Because they've got nothing to strive for.
Yeah.
Because they were handed those fucking participation trophies.
Well, and the baby boomers have fucked things up so much that it feels helpless.
Yeah.
It feels like there's no hope. It's hard to afford an apartment. It's hard to afford a house. If you aren't given or lucky enough to get a very good opportunity, It's really hard to get anywhere.
Dude,
you
my
can't
wife
pull
and
yourself
I,
up by your bootstraps.
My wife and I discussed this. We will never be able to retire. Never.
Yeah.
Unless somehow we come into like a bunch of money suddenly,
yeah.
We will work until we die. There's yeah. just no getting around it. My mother cannot retire because
yeah.
she can't afford to.
Yeah.
Problem is, her health is failing.
Yeah.
So she can't work.
Can't work. And this is a good example of why we need these social safety nets that Republicans are fighting to get rid of.
Well, and this was pointed out to me too. Republicans, especially the current
GOP.
Yeah. They're all old. They're all dying
yep.
out. And their mortality is staring them in the face. So they're looking at their legacy.
Yeah.
And they're working towards their legacy, and they don't want anyone to stomp on it when they're gone. So they're trying to get these things through. And it apparently this focus on their legacy has blinded them to the fact that there's younger people coming in that are going to completely undo everything. The GOP is changing just like the Democrats are changing. Everything's changing. Everything's evolving. And it's either time for you to get on board or get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know? This guy was preaching about Make America Great Again, and he's put it further in the shithole than – anyone before
ever.
Him.
Yep. And the question is, when is he looking for America to be great again? What's his starting point? Does he want slavery? Does he want
yeah.
no regulations on companies so that they can work people 80 hours a week?
What he wants is a way to make more money for himself and
he
for
wants
his
to make
family.
The rich richer.
Exactly.
That's all it's about.
His base is not the base that we think of when we see him at the rallies and stuff. Those people are the sheep. His base, the people he's really looking out for, are the 1%, the
yep.
multi-billionaires.
The Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Except yeah. funny thing is he can't stand Bezos.
Yeah.
Him and Bezos do not get along.
Nope.
You
mean him and Jeff Bozo? Did you see that? His tweet?
Oh, dude, that guy, that's the biggest, for me, my biggest irritation with this guy is he can't stop tweeting.
His Twitter policies, they should really pass a law, whether it's while he's in office or someone else, if they can come up with a veto-proof majority, that presidents can tweet, but they can't tweet policies. This has been the stupidest fucking administration with that.
He's just he's constantly seeking attention. I think he's a sociopath. He's
oh,
got
sure.
to have attention on
yeah.
him all the time.
Whether it's good or bad, he has to have everybody talking about him.
Yeah, yeah. If no one's talking about him, then it's like he thinks he's going to shrivel up and die or something.
Well, all those cheeseburgers are probably going to take care of that.
The problem is we're talking about him.
Yeah. We give in to him because it's headline worthy, according to a lot of places.
It's really hard to get over and move on when he's constantly in the news. And I
yep.
get it. You know, he's the president. He's constantly making policy. But the thing is so much of it is bad.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything good this guy's done in the last 2 years?
No.
One good thing he's done that doesn't benefit his buddies, his billion-dollar buddies. I can't think of a damn thing. It
yeah.
took him 2 years before he went out to visit troops in Afghanistan. And he only did that because he was bowing to pressure. He was getting a lot of pressure to do that. He didn't want to fucking do that.
Yeah.
That's why it was all done under secrecy. Because he wanted to make it look like he was, you know, oh no, I had this planned. And no, it's bullshit, dude. I guarantee you, he was like, no, let's do it. Get the plane ready. There was no plan. So, this next 6 months is going to be really interesting to watch, though.
Yep.
There's so much going on. Rod Rosenstein has put in his resignation. He's leaving soon. and the Mueller investigation is potentially wrapping up. The FBI has got this other investigation.
Hopefully closing in.
It's going to be interesting when it all comes out to find out the who, what, why, and where.
Yeah.
And all these people that supported him when he got into office, they're all turning on him.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's turning on him. And it's kind of frightening to me because it's like the people who are turning on him are the people he doesn't really want turning on him. Mm-hmm. But he just blows it off like it's no big deal. Like he truly believes he's untouchable.
Oh, yeah. He's lived an entirely privileged life.
Mm-hmm.
And expects himself to be untouchable for the rest of his life. He sees the president as a dictator.
That's what he wants. I truly believe that's what he wants. Again, next 6 months, next 2 years, it's going to be interesting. The good news is we're halfway through his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that, depending on how certain investigations go.
Yeah.
But I want to see this country get back on track.
Yep.
And the thing is we have to get this current crop of Republicans out. And we need Republicans who come in who are willing to work across the aisle and truly work for the betterment of this country and not for their own agenda. I think we need younger Republicans, honestly.
We need younger ideas. We need the younger generations to actually show the fuck up and vote.
That's why I'm really excited for this new crop of Democrats who just came in, the freshman class, as it were. There's a lot of first-time Congress people coming in. I'm really interested to see. And I find it really funny that a lot of the GOP is targeting Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
And they're finding the dumbest stuff.
They're terrified of her.
Oh, yeah.
And because she has ideas that people back.
Did you see the tweet she posted? Oh, this was so great. Hannity went off on her on one of his recent shows.
Shitbag.
Oh, dude, he's such a blowhard. He went off on her, and he put up this graph of, like, all this shit that essentially proved everything she was saying. And so her tweet was, oh, look, he almost got it right, and she made a few corrections to the shit that was.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, dude, when your number one guy is proving the other side right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to pack it in.
Yeah.
And speaking of packing it in, we're about done here.
Yeah.
Dude, I gotta say, this hour went fast, man.
I know it did.
We might don't tell the other guys, but we might have to do this a couple more times.
Yeah.
Just take it back old school.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Next week, potentially big show if certain people get back to me. I'm really excited about the possibility of what next week has.
Yes.
So, fingers crossed. It'll be
excellent.
Fun. It was fun last time. It'll be fun again. So, until next week, thanks for joining us. See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.